the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the Philadelphia Museum of Art is a painting by the famous Russian Marc Chagall. As his often complex paintings go, it is very simple. A large white figure of a man, looming over small figures of houses and a church, with two Russian words. The striking thing is, the man's head is upside down, seems to be floating above the buildings in a night sky. Though his head is upside down, he's not upset or anxious, just a matter-of-fact person. This could be his way of looking up to God. In a questioning way, as the meaning of the two Russian words is, "Oh God." Now this, I've made a copy of the picture, which you're not going to be able to see too well in this big church. I will put it downstairs on the easel. But you can see the large man in a nice white suit looming over the church and the houses. The two words at the top are, of course, in Russian, which say, "Oh God," and his head is indeed upside down, looking up. Now imagine what's going on with Jesus in today's gospel. How can he constantly challenge his followers to think outside the box? Think how we often react to Jesus' stories. Can't we picture ourselves and Jesus' followers as the man in Chagall's painting is looking up to God? Don't we often listen to these gospel stories and hear what Jesus is calling us to do with our lives and say, "Oh God"? Today's gospel is certainly an "Oh God" gospel, as Jesus is turning his followers' lives upside down. He gets attention by talking about something very precious: possessions. At first glance, this is an uncomfortable gospel. A wealthy man kneels and asks how to gain eternal life. He seems sincere, and when Jesus asks about the commandments, he replies he has kept them since youth. What more could Jesus want? Well, he wants more. He tells a man to sell all his things, give the money to the poor, and to follow him. As a bit of trivia, that's the only time in the Gospels when Jesus asks someone to follow him and he refuses. So, as sincere as the man is, he goes away sad because he has a lot of stuff and can't give it up. We feel for the man, but the story makes us uncomfortable. We want to follow Jesus, but look at the stuff we have, and to be honest, could any of us say we've kept all the commandments since our youth? The disciples in verse 26, aren't we tempted to say, "Then who could be saved?" If we focus only on this part of the gospel, we'd say not many. But here's the turning point. If we concentrate only on the discussion between Jesus and the man, we need a wake-up call. We may worry about our possessions and how to keep them and still inherit eternal life. But remember, possessions are not just our things. They're also our attitudes, our prejudices, and our values. Looking only at this small part of the passage, we may be looking only inward and not out towards our community. So we look what comes before and after. This part of chapter 10 of Mark's Gospel. Now Jesus has been teaching and healing in the area of Galilee and using the innocence of children as a teaching tool. In chapter 9, he says that whoever welcomes a child welcomes him. Later, he rebukes the disciples when they try to stop children from being brought to him. Then he says, Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter, which you heard last week. Then today, he says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone rich to enter the kingdom of God. Now, where do we fit? How do we fit into all of this? Now, Peter says, look, we have left everything and followed you. I believe that's the disciples' turning point, where they start paying attention. Now, where's our turning point? Our turning point can be to understand truly the image of the man with many possessions. Remember that Jesus sometimes uses difficult images. In chapter 9, he says, if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. Tough words. Today, he seems to say, get rid of everything or you're doomed. A literal reading could make us think so, but that's not how we need to read it. When we look for a deeper meaning, we can find the core of Jesus' teaching. Jesus tells us to find what in us is a stumbling block to our living as children of God and then do something about it. If we have many material possessions, look to see how we can use them to help others less fortunate than ourselves. If we hold on to our attitudes and prejudices and exclude others or are self-righteous, then we bend and change our ways. If we're so wrapped up in our wants that we're no longer careful of our world and its peoples, then we need to look again at our call to stewardship. We need to do this both as individuals and as a faith community. Now, of course, there are many worthwhile charities in our world, but it's the time of year, next Sunday in our case, when we as individuals in our big church community need to look to our stewardship to Christ Church. In recent years, we have managed our resources well, I believe, but this year, due to things such as inflation and lower interest income, we are not meeting our budget in 2012. This is despite the continuing good volunteer efforts of many, including our unpaid sexy sextons. And many of us have been generous in contributing to our badly needed leaking roof repair. So what should we consider this year? Increasing our total personal pledge income to the parish by 10% will put us in decent shape in 2013. As some of you are unable to do this, some of us will need to increase by a larger amount. For example, increasing our pledge from $10 a week to $12 a week is a 20% increase. After all, it takes prayer, honesty, and a serious decision to want to live as people of God. Now, if we're really serious about this re-examination, and we should as God's people, then we'll find a real challenge that can lead us to the greatest of all rewards, the inheritance of God's kingdom. But it is a challenge. Jesus says in Mark's gospel that he came to serve, not to be served. So for Jesus and for us, ministry is to be a servant ministry. We should serve each other. This can mean going beyond ourselves, letting go of what we want in order to reach out to others. It also means that when we're in need, others in our community will reach out to us. That's the wonderful thing about being part of a community. Everyone should be held in love by a community and no one should be left out. So if we take this O God gospel seriously, it might just turn our lives upside down. Jesus calls us to get rid of our stumbling blocks. He tells us this is not easy, and trying sometimes leads to the cross. But if we do, Jesus tells us, we can get a reward many times greater than what we've been clinging to. We have a choice. We can walk away shocked and grieving, like the man in the gospel, or we can get on with the work of really living as God's people. It's our choice. Amen.